Paranormal activity. Why do some people believe in the paranormal and what have been classified as the greatest paranormal events in history? Some people seem to be controlled by their environment. They are easy to find since there are so many of them. These are the people who go to others believing they can predict the future. Some do it with tea leaves, and others by reading your palm. If they really want to impress, they use a crystal ball. A crystal ball with a sort of cloud-like formation inside it is very impressive. You can tell some of the others who believe in the paranormal even if they deny it because they are very superstitious. You will never see one of them walk under a ladder. If they spill salt, they will take the shaker and toss some salt over their shoulder. If they happen to have a black cat cross their path, they get very upset. Then there are the others who have had a paranormal experience or think they have had one. Believing you have had one elicits the same feelings as the people who did. Many people who think they have had one when investigated, realize it was a natural event. They might hear a voice and think they are being contacted, and yet this voice could be coming from the outside or from another room or apartment. There are also those people who were tricked into believing they had one of these experiences. A bar which was famous for being haunted was investigated, and it was found it was set up with different electronic devices to make it seem like things were moving on their own and sounds were coming from the afterlife. There have been events which were paranormal which cannot be denied because thousands of people witnessed them. One of those was the miracle at Fatima, in Portugal. In 1917, as an estimated crowd of 10,000 people watched, what was perceived as being the sun came much closer to the earth and then went back to its place in the heavens. The crowd had gathered because three children had told people they were contacted by the Virgin Mary and she was going to perform a miracle at Fatima on that day. It is hard, if not impossible, to discredit what happened with all those witnesses. The New York Times has reported paranormal activity has increased during the coronavirus pandemic. I for one would love to know how they can prove this. Is there a place which has been counting these things? I don't think so, but I do believe when more people stay cooped up, several things happen. First of all, those with mental illness tend to get worse, others with drug problems take more drugs because they are depressed and see things which are not there. I believe it is things like this which would account for the increase, because it is just not healthy for many people to be home so much, especially if they are alone. Jennifer Carpenter starred in the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose. While the movie was being filmed, she complained she felt a presence in her room. While we might be able to write this one off as nerves due to the kind of movie she was making, there is a second part to the story. Her clock radio kept her up all night and kept playing I'm Alive. This is far from the only paranormal event which has taken place during the filming of a movie. In the movie The Possession, Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays the father of a little girl who was possessed. He said he felt ice-cold breezes and saw lights exploding. When the production ended, the set went on fire and the fire department couldn't find the cause. Was this paranormal or not? I'll let you decide. What do all those people who are now home during the pandemic think of their homes? Many have started to believe their homes are haunted. Could it be they are and it was not noticed before? One paranormal investigator stated he was getting about 5 calls to investigate a month before the pandemic, but now receives about 10 calls a week. Some believe the increase is due to all the souls who lost their lives because of the disease. Others think this is all nonsense, and many of the people who think they are experiencing the paranormal are just hearing the house noises they never noticed before because they are spending so much time at home. One of the things the new age electronics has given us is text messages. Personally, I don't like to text message for several reasons. One reason is my fingers have a hard time with those tiny keys. Another is I believe a voice call is easier. The reason I am mentioning text messages is some people believe they have been getting text messages from deceased relatives. It seems to me it would be easy to play this hoax on someone. It is hard to see if a spirit exists why they would text message in the first place. Another thing being reported is footsteps when no one is there. There are so many noises which could sound like footsteps which could come from inside and outside the house, it is hard to think just this is proof of paranormal activity. When more than one witness sees an apparition at the same time while two or more sane people who are sober and are in their own home, it gets much harder to explain, and there are some cases where it cannot be explained. I would like to talk about shadow people. Shadow people come in two forms, one in the form of a human and the other in a blob. They have been seen by many. It is disconcerting to be in a darkened room where there is absolutely no light, and yet a figure so dark it makes the darkness seem lighter can be seen gliding across the walls. If there is no way it came from outside sources, it is not explainable. Thousands of people have seen this. There is much we cannot explain about the paranormal. Some people believe after we die there is a period of time between 8 to 14 days where the deceased finds it the easiest to contact their loved one before they make their journey to heaven. Many people who have been contacted say it was in that time span.